Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number 9, let my lies, feline, with a death wish. Right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Galen Green got brutally scratched in the eye on Tuesday. If you go by anyone who loves the Rockets, they have found the picture of Galen Green being scratched in the eye. He did go see an eye doctor yesterday. He, surprisingly, has the recovery ability of Wolverine. He will not have an injury designation for tonight. So he's just fine. I know. Look how brutal that foul was. That he suffered.
Worse than Aziz hit.
Yeah. Why are we paying so much attention to what happened to Trevor Lawrence? What about what happened to Jalen Green's eye?
Jay Crowder, the Aziz Al-Shaair of the NBA.
It's not a bad comp, actually, to be honest with you.
Bossman?
Bossman 99. Didn't he once get traded for like 5 second round picks or something like that?
Yeah, like maybe not last year. 2 years ago? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 2 to 3 years ago. That was the price for Jay Crowder. Now
when he's on the Sacramento Kings, I'm like, oh, Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. Now he's the tomato can in one of those wrestling shows that doesn't get the broadcast.
Yeah.
The house shows. Now he's that guy scratching the star in the eye. Jalen Green will be available tonight in the Rockets game against the Warriors.
Throwing sand in the face.
Yeah. taunting the home crowd before eventually he loses.
The stinky city.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, maybe a capacity of a quarter. So it's like light boos, like, boo.
Yeah.
It's not even the loud ones. Yeah. So that's the Jay Crowder that I know now. He was involved in that incident. Yeah. But Jalen Green's fine, so that's good to know.
That picture makes me uncomfortable.
It's not a great picture. The still pic of it does seem like Jerry Crowder's trying to permanently harm Jalen Green.
It's like the first knuckle is like in his eyes. Like it is like a full of he's like clawing him.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the type of defense that's recommended. Certainly not for someone's face, but
no,
we don't have to worry about that. Jalen Green has bigger concerns, like, and they're not real. They're just rumors, and they continue to pop up about how he is not off limits despite the extension he just signed. But Albert Sengun is.
I was going to say, despite all the other young Rockets players being
off limits.
Like, every 2 weeks I see Brian Windhorst, or I don't see it, I see it tweeted out, that Brian Windhorst is reiterating that the Terror Twins are untouchable in the Rockets' front office eyes.
Yeah, they're currently, I mean, I'm sure Cam Whitmore could be had, but there's currently, as far as the main contributors for the Rockets, one young player who executives believe could be moved.
Yeah.
And it's Jalen Green.
I have a hard time thinking that they're going to make a splash during the season.
I don't feel like it's going to happen.
I think you ride it out with this group And then in the off season, that's when we'll see.
Yeah,
something.
And it has a lot to do with something I've, I guess, harped on throughout, that whoever you're trading for, are you really trading whatever you think the ceiling is for a Jalen Green? I just use him because he's the one apparently who could get moved. Whatever you think the ceiling is, are you trading him plus more for some mid 30s player who, even if he, even if that player is a star and joins the team, are the remaining players ready to win a title? Like Fred VanVleet, obviously older player, Dylan Brooks, older player, but those two as your second and third best player ain't good enough to win a title. So let's say the Suns are done with Kevin Durant's ankles. He's going to be off a little bit with another ankle.
Reevaluated in 10 days or something.
Yes. Let's say they're sick and tired of it and they want out. Matt Ishbia, their owner, goes, you know what? I probably should have made that trade. Let's try to get out of it. So they are willing now to give the Rockets their alleged dream player. Is Kevin Durant often injured? Shingun, and I guess you throw Fred VanVleet along the Terra Twins enough? Do you think that's a real title team this year? Or do you think, even if you think the composition could be one, do you think it's this year?
Yeah, I think we're almost to the point where it's fair to ask, like, are we sure that team is even better than this team as presently constituted? Like, I am a pretty big proponent of, when I watch the games, most of the time I'm like, you know, if the Rockets just had like Colin Sexton or KCP starting at two guard instead of Jalen Green, like, I'm not sure how much worse they would be, if at all. Like, if they just had, you know, league average shooting guard.
Yeah.
Insert league average shooting guard.
How much better would they be if they could expect night to night to have league average play from their shooting guard?
Like Austin Reeves? Like,
we'll throw in the guy who had a great night last night. I know he's been a bit of a sticking point for people and a joke. Mostly he's a white American basketball player.
Yeah.
This version of Tyler Hero on this team as a now he'll be hunted. He'd be the only one anyone could hunt because all the other guys could play at least average defense. But a guy like that, who at this point in the season, he's played in a lot of big games, sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding. But we're talking about this year, 24 points per game, over 46% from the field, over 42% from three, right around there, through 20 games, having the best start to his career. Will that continue? Who knows? That's another guy who's had injury concerns. That's one thing you don't say about Jalen Green. He's available.
Would the Heat say no to Green for a Hero?
Yes, they would.
Okay.
He was the guy they would only put in trades for like stars,
games,
and then the league would laugh at him, say he can't be the centerpiece. So that's how they felt about him, and maybe their feeling about him is coming to fruition this year. The biggest problem for Tyler Hero is it feels like he's been around a decade.
Yeah,
he's only 24 years old.
That is an issue.
So the assumption that he's never going to get better was always the case because he was pretty good young.
Yeah,
but he's 24.
I would have assumed that he was like my age, like 28.
You just assume.
Yeah.
He's been the Heat have been, whether they're making a deep run from an 8 seed, although he didn't play much part in that, he's been around forever playing in big games.
Yeah, and, I mean, in the bubble, he was balling out.
Yeah, but that was a 19-year-old rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bubble was in 2020, so that's just another reason why you don't maybe give up on Jalen Green. He's younger than Tyler Hero, and who knows what he might be. So he's the name that'll continue to get brought up. I agree with Sean here. I don't really see a real option, and you're not trading Jalen Green because you need another like wing to be your eighth guy plus a draft pick or whatever it might take.
Yeah, like that, like on paper, that would make him better. Like in the cold calculus of like whatever box score plus minus and EPM, like yes, that would make them better. But that's just, you just don't turn in that chip for that.
Yes, he's not 30. Yeah. If he was 30, you'd make the move. He's not 30. And as the extension says, you believe in him a little bit, not as much as you believe in Shingun. And the Rockets, great start to their year. They've got the Warriors tonight in a preview of the NBA Cup. Eric, I see you. You got a question for me, or you want to ask me about Jalen Green? We'll talk about that when we come back. I don't really think the Rockets are going to rest guys and pretend like the Cup game matters more. But if Adam Silver wants his European soccer model to work and he wants it to be treated like something that brings more excitement to the regular season, like the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup less so than the Premier League as far as what they think is important. Hey, if you're a team like the Rockets, you would say, hey, we're gonna limit the minutes of our guys because we got cup action coming up. We don't want to burn them out. But that's not going to happen. We know that's not going to happen. Rockets-Warriors tonight. See if the Rockets can bounce back from their loss in Sacramento. Eric, you want to talk about Jalen Green? We'll get to you. Anyone else want to get in? 713-780-3776. We will be back.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really.
Not really. Eric, you want to talk about Jalen Green? What's up?
Hey, Del. I remember last year, they were talking about trading Jalen Green to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. I think that would have made more sense last year, but the way they started this year, I don't think there's any question you don't trade Jalen Green. He's an up-and-coming star. That's like OKC trading some of their youngest stars. So I prefer he stays in Houston. Also, what do you think about the new Captain America movie with all the rewrites? And have you heard they're going to make a Wolverine Hulk movie? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Sean, you...
No local news anchor question?
He had. I think he limits himself to about three.
What a curveball. Okay. No, what were we going to?
Maybe you remember better than I do. Do you remember Anthony Davis, Jalen Green trade conversations?
Not here. Not on this show.
But... No, period. Did you see a rumor anywhere? Or...
No, but I mean, maybe some show talked about it. I don't
know.
Basically, if you're on the Lakers, you're... like being actively shopped at all times, including LeBron. And LeBron, it's more like he's shopping. But
yes,
like everyone on the Lakers has been photoshopped into different
uniforms.
They're
usually using their ancillary pieces because they think they can go get a star out of them.
Well,
not Anthony Davis for Jalen Green.
Also, the fun one that I thought of Anthony Davis for Joel Embiid. Just who says no? It's just a very funny one.
It is a funny one. Like, we'll just trade them. No pick for anyone. Yeah. We're gonna trade these guys.
Maybe a change, swap.
A change of scenery.
Yeah. Just and then like which team would be like, no, f that.
A swap.
I think both teams would be like
a
no.
Swap. Which team? Which GM is going to acquiesce to trading their star big man and going, look, he's not as good as yours, so we're going to give you a swap.
Well, it's more of a...
I think the two players would refuse and go, you're not going to use a swap to determine who's better here. You're just going to trade us one for one.
It's more about trading like hey, listen, you know, we know we have some problems with Joel Embiid. We don't want those problems with Anthony Davis. Or the Lakers being like, hey, I know we're not like 100% satisfied with Anthony Davis, but we don't want those problems. It's like both. It's actually almost like a romantic comedy where like the idea – or no, it's wife swap actually.
Yes.
It's the idea of wife swap where if they did swap, you would take the one that you have less for granted. You would actually enjoy
– love the one you're with.
Yeah. Okay. So what you swap them in the off season. And then at the trade deadline, swap them back.
Gentlemen's agreement that if, like, this is not a no take back scenario.
No, it's a loan. It's a loan.
We're going to try this out. We're going to try this out.
Just and you know, mix things up.
And if either one of us is dissatisfied,
we can swap back.
We can swap back. Yes.
Daryl Morey would definitely not keep his word.
He cannot be believed at all. No.
If he was on the upper hand, if he had the upper hand, he would not keep his word.
Yes.
He would change his phone number immediately.
Joel Embiid has missed his customary 25 games in the first half of the season. Daryl Morey's not taking that back.
Not answering Rob Pelinka's calls.
Sorry, I don't know any. I don't know LA area codes. Rob Pelinka's using a Google Voice phone number to try to trick Daryl Morey.
Yeah. The next question was about Captain America.
There was one more. I remember that. I can't remember the other one.
Oh, Hulk Wolverine.
Hulk Wolverine. I did not see that. Is Henry Cavill playing Wolverine? Are they going once again against the whole Wolverine supposed to be some 4'11 dude? I'm going to watch Captain America. The trailer is interesting to me because they are positioning it as like the spy thriller, which was what which Captain America movie?
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier was that. So if it has that vibe, I'm in. I think it's the way you have to do it when you have these grounded characters. Sure, he'll have the ability to fly with his with the suit, but since he doesn't have superpowers, although the Hulk will be in it, Red Hulk will be in it. I need something that grounds me in a world where I could see this guy succeeding. Because if he has to fight gods and aliens, nah, not this Captain America. He ain't got no super serum.
Yeah.
He's got a cool suit.
Is he not your Captain America?
Even if I did believe that, I can't do that. I can't say that for the culture.
Okay.
I don't believe that, but I could not say that for
you
the culture.
You can't make that the hashtag.
No,
you're using.
Not my Captain America.
It looks like this will be Ruffalo and Hugh Jackman. Just the rumor of this movie that might be in development.
So, Smart Hulk and the Wolverine who said he was done until, hey, Deadpool wants to pay me what?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Hey, wouldn't be the first time.
Robert Downey Jr. He's not playing the same role, but they're paying him what? He'll come back. So, Eric, you asked me about comic book movies. I'm going to give them all a chance, except for Venom. I haven't watched Let There Be Carnage yet. So how can I watch? To be fair, I could watch The Last Dance without watching Let There Be Carnage. Right?
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't, but I could. But so I will. I am open minded to watching those.
Except Venom.
No, Venom is part of the
open
mind.
You're open to watching.
I'm just not open to watching musicals with superheroes in them. Out. That's why Joker Folie à Deux is not getting.
There is a dance number in.
That's fine. I know.
Dance.
Well, they tell me that when the man's dance or the symbiote's dancing with I forgot her character's name. You know it. You've seen all movies.
Yeah.
He can't remember it though, but he knows it.
I know it's the Asian lady.
Yes, I didn't.
And
wanna,
I forgot which Asian.
I didn't
last
want
name
to describe her as the Asian lady, so I just remember the nice shop owner he dances with. So Eric, I'll be in on those. I just didn't know Jalen Green was up for a trade with Anthony Davis.
Also,
I believe you might have conjured that one up yourself.
Also, huge upset that I thought for sure his question about Jalen Green was going to involve baby mamas.
Drea?
Yeah. That's the scouting report
on
Eric.
Since you've asked, let me give you a hypothetical.
I didn't want to bring it up.
We're going to remove Jalen Green from the equation.
Okay, good.
We're going to insert Sean Mapes and whoever he thinks is his op.
Okay.
Let's say you're older than Jalen Green is, but you're not playing the Jalen Green role. You're playing the Tyrod Taylor role.
Okay.
You don't. Just go with me.
Okay. I will. I'm Tyrod Taylor.
You're Tyrod Taylor.
Got it.
And the girl you were with is a known assassin. She's a known assassin of radio producers.
Did those women?
And hosts. They don't, but that's why this is funnier. They don't. Trust me, I know. They don't. Known assassin of radio producer / host, which both of us are. You, being the older producer, the more experienced one, says, let's just say, the same scenario, she lived in your home. For some reason, you're not always home.
Yeah. I go to LaBerge a lot.
She's in your L.A. home.
Okay. I go to Lake Charles a lot.
Yeah. There it is. Let's say she's your L.A. She's your Lake Charles girl.
The L.A., but little A.
Yeah. You're Louisiana. She's your Lake Charles girl, your L.C. girl. You put her up in a hotel. Give her a home for the scenario.
Yeah.
She gets home.
Sure.
When you're in Houston. But, or an apartment. Apartment's better. Make it as realistic as possible. But there's a local younger producer in town that's on the come up. That's got real potential to rise. Dan Patrick is looking at him. Dan Le Batard is looking at him. He has a chance to shoot up the charts and be one of those guys who becomes a national producer and have a name.
Okay, AJ. Yeah, got it.
Fine, whatever.
Just
no,
for the age story.
Fine, that's fine. Fine. I mean, there's some concern there, but fine. You find out after saying, you can stay in my apartment, my LC apartment. That she's now involved with, I don't want to use AJ, She's now involved with that hotshot producer and is going to have a kid. You had agreed to let her stay. In fact, you agreed to let her kind of become the owner of that, or at least be the name on the lease. Now you're like, what? You're having a baby with this guy? Would you throw her out like Tyrod Taylor wants to throw her out?
Yes. 100%. What are you talking about?
But you had a handshake agreement, a verbal agreement that she could stay. You understand that things don't always work out, but she's
we could be adults.
She has put time into that place. She's made the house a home or the apartment a home. She wants to stay there. It's in a great spot. She likes the place. You find out that a new hotshot producer and her are together, and not just together, are building a family. You're throwing her out. You're being Tyrod Taylor and throwing her out.
Yes.
All right.
Does he have any children?
I don't know. I don't think he has any with her. I'm not sure he has any children.
Okay.
Period.
I was just, you know, trying to be
how comparable are you to Tyrod Taylor? You're trying to figure out how comparable you are to Tyrod Taylor. Does he have any kids that? Because I don't have any.
Yeah.
But does he?
I was working under that assumption.
Got it.
If they were co-parenting, maybe that's different. But I don't think so.
No. So. And I would tell you that how you responded is how every man I've seen talk about this has responded. Get out.
Just waiting for you to stop talking so I can say no. Yeah.
I was trying to lay out the entire scenario and see if there's any way you would say yes. And the answer is no, just like everyone, including myself. What? I don't care what we agreed to. You found someone who's up.
I feel like we also agreed to you not having kids with someone else. But I don't know. Maybe we didn't agree to that.
Either way, you're not alone, Tyrod Taylor. We're at the eviction status now. Someone at the house was served, but she wasn't there at the time. So that is where we stand. We will see how that proceeds. But more importantly for the Rockets, Jalen Green healthy and should be available tonight despite the vicious attack by Jay Crowder.
He might be the only guy who's playing in this, or not the only guy, but the Warriors are sitting, or they're not sitting them, but Draymond Green is going to be out for the Warriors, and so is Steph Curry.
See?
And Andrew Wiggins is questionable.
The morning show was like, no, you can't sit guys with NBA Cup action coming up. Look at the Warriors. Yes, we can.
Yeah, Steph Curry, this is from Jonathan Fagan, although I think it's like officially on the injury report, but I'm just seeing Jonathan Fagan tweet about it. Steph Curry, a knee injury management. Draymond Green, left calf tightness.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrew Wiggins, right ankle. Eason is out. Tari Eason's out for the Rockets, and Van Vliet is questionable.
So maybe we do get some gamesmanship with NBA Cup actions next week in the quarterfinals.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I would expect Van Vliet not to play.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, I see you. You got some questions about the Cup, as I like to call it, and the Rockets. We'll get to you. Hold to the break. We'll get to you. And anyone else want to get in, 713-780-3776. But first, I want to talk about my bookie. Maybe you want to put some money down on the Rockets tonight, or maybe you want to take the Warriors. That's the beauty of my bookie. You got choices. MyBookie.ag is the website. And today is Risk-Free Thursday. And what does that mean? You bet without risk. So no matter what side you're on, if you lose, it doesn't come back to haunt you. You get to keep on betting without any worries. That's why today it's great. And, of course, they got other things in store. We got a good Monday night game to take a look at. Lions and Packers. Very nice game. Jared Goff. Jordan Love. How many yards are they going to pass for? You can place your bets there, too. So whether you want to bet on the NFL tonight, the Rockets tonight, or college basketball, all there for you. Go to mybookie.ag to check it out. And once you go there, you won't just see sports betting. You will also see the live casino option. So you like cards? They're there for you, too. And last week, we had Anytime Touchdown with Devon Achan with their risk-free betting bet boost. That can happen tonight. Pick whether you like Jahmyr Gibbs or David Montgomery. You want to put some money down and get that boost? That's there for you. MyBookie.ag is the website you should choose when you have sports betting on the mind. Remember, you can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
All right, let's get to Jerry. Jerry, you got a question about the Rockets and the NBA Cup. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's more of a just a thought and then a question to end it. I think I'm a fan of the NBA Cup. I think it's a cool idea. But I think it's too early in the season. My thoughts, especially with it being football season, I feel like those NBA Cup games would get more of attraction of the people if those games are played, let's say, February. And then by that time, you'll know the 10 to 12 teams that are just not going anywhere. You have a, you know, just keep playing in the season, give them something to play for. I just think this NBA Cup is too early. And then my question, if we're not doing nothing with Cam Whitmore, can we just trade him straight up? Just look for a guy that can be a very good 3-and-D role player. And my idea would be just call the Pelicans and ask for Herbert Jones. Thank you, guys.
I would tell you that the Pelicans would say, what are you asking? What are you saying? You don't even play that guy. And you want us to give up Herb Jones for him? I won't say they'd laugh you off the phone because, Jerry, you're probably a very nice guy. So maybe they like you. But they would say, Jerry, be effing for real.
Yeah, we got to keep his 6.8 points and 2.5. No, I also think that deal wouldn't happen, but it is funny when you pull up his stats.
Yeah, he's not. He's a defender by trade.
He's only played 4 games this year, so
yeah,
he's
dead. Yeah, leave him alone, Sean.
Day to day with a shoulder. Oh, okay, so that's why he can't make shots.
it wouldn't happen. I don't know.
18% from 3.
Well, he's never been a great shooter. It's not that's not his calling card. But like you said, shoulder injury. Excuse me.
Yeah.
So while obviously getting, I guess, a terror triplets is what you're looking for would be great. You're not going to be able to do it by dangling Cam Whitmore.
Yeah, and I actually think 3-and-D is like the one spot the Rockets don't need. A 3-and-D wing.
And three would be the only
team in the league that doesn't need that.
And 3-and-D says you make threes.
Yeah, well.
So not going to happen.
Yeah.
He also asked about the NBA Cup. Okay, the NBA Cup, I don't think the timing of it matters that much because I don't think football fans in February all of a sudden going to care that much about what a lot of people believe. It's just some made-up tournament that doesn't mean much. NBA people are going to care because it means basketball. And from what we can tell so far through the first, season plus of it, the games have meant more to people. You watch guys, even in blowouts, because of point differential, continue to shoot shots and to not be a thing because everyone understands that point differential matters. I don't think anything's going to enhance the importance of it for some people unless it's around for like 30 years. Like, history's going to mean something. It's not even like, oh, someone won a title. Like, the first couple years, that's not going to matter. But every year we know this is going to be a thing. Yeah. I think that'll matter more to people, and it'll become less of a joke. We make fun of it a little bit as far as resting guys and stuff like that, but if it became a thing where every year we knew that it's NBA Cup time, and if we got great moments out of it, but to your point about you'll know who the good teams and the bad teams are, like if a bad team made a run,
if
for whatever reason the Hornets put it all together in NBA Cup games and made their way to the finals, that would add some spice. Like the Lakers winning it last year, no one cares. Like they played the Pacers, no one cares about that.
I mean, that is kind of an example of a bad team winning this thing.
Well, yeah.
Or it's seven. What, they're the seventh seed?
But the Lakers aren't a lovable bad team.
I know.
You get it. Yeah, we're all going back and forth on something we both understand. So I think you would need a moment where a team people like, who isn't good, somehow puts together and makes a run to the final. You need a Cinderella. You get a Cinderella to win something, particularly for a franchise who never wins anything, I think that would add some juice.
Yeah, I think that's right, where it's a team that has to, because we all made fun of the Lakers for putting up in-season tournament banner, because they have, 17, 16 NBA championships. But if the Pacers put up the banner, like, we'd also make fun of them, but at least you'd be like, well, that's the only thing they've ever won. I like it early in the season because you might get, like, a team that's bad that goes on a run, or a team that doesn't know it's bad yet go on a run. Even, like, the Pelicans made the West Finals in the NBA Cup last year, and the Pelicans, like, weren't that good. So I think that there's a lot of benefit for being early. Also, the bad teams don't go in full tank mode, really, until mm-hmm. about All-Star break, trade deadline, when they trade some pieces off. So you can't really put too late because, A, you have the bad teams punting on the season, and the good teams are shifting their focus completely, really, to the playoffs. You will have some...
in health management.
Yeah, you'll have some, like, the standings actually matter kind of matchups. But for the most part, like, you're focused on the bigger prize. So I think, like, January is kind of the latest you can put this thing. And that doesn't solve the avoiding football thing, no. Which I don't even... I wouldn't even
treat it as a concern, really.
No, I mean, because you're right. Like, this is kind of my gripe with a lot of what we see going on, where it's like, well, you have to avoid the NFL. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if you have to avoid the NFL. Like, people are just going to watch the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an excuse. Like, college football, like, had one Thanksgiving game and a handful of Black Friday games. And only one night Black Friday game at the same time as the football game. Or late afternoon, at the same time as the Chiefs-Raiders.
Really...
It's like, I don't think that you need to avoid a Chiefs-Raiders game if it's going to be a Washington-Oregon game. Like, I don't think you need to avoid it.
No. I really don't think people are making the decision, well, I got the NBA on Saturday night to watch, or an NFL game that's going to be put on Saturday night to watch, so I can't watch NBA Cup action on Fridays or Tuesdays. And the games don't generally coincide with each other anyway.
Yeah.
So there's that too. I do need to do this, speaking of the NFL. We did not do it this morning because the show went off the rails, surprisingly. So we're going to do this now. We're going to pick a contestant for Beat the Warehouse Live Guy right now. Caller 5 gets to play Justin tomorrow. You got to be ready at 9:30. Ready at 9:30 tomorrow morning. And the deal is, you got to have at least 5 games to go against Justin. Could be over-under. Could be the line. I would say maybe have more than 5, because if Justin takes your game, he gets precedent. It's his game. So maybe come with 6 or 7 options. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Your first and last to the intern, phone number, email, get you all squared away. You have to be ready tomorrow at 9:30. We'll get you squared away to play Justin with a chance to win a limo ride. As long as you're generally in the area. We had a contestant from Beaumont, and Justin said, I'm not giving you a ride. You'll get the tickets if you beat me, but you're not getting a ride. So,
I like that.
So be in the area, at least, if you want the ride. But no matter where you are, you'll get those tickets. Likely be a Rockets game, but we'll see. So it looks like we've got someone for that, and we'll have you ready to go tomorrow at 9:30. Okay, we got one more segment to go here. But before we do, Sean wants to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks. We've been talking a lot of Rockets recently, a lot of NBA Cup talk. This, again, is not an NBA Cup Cup night for the Rockets, but they are playing the team they will be playing in the quarterfinals of the Cup. And there are going to be a lot of people out, like we mentioned. Andrew Wiggins questionable, Draymond and Steph out for the Warriors. So maybe you like a little Shingun action, because Fred VanVleet's also going to be questionable. Maybe you like Jalen Green. Have the ball in his hands a little bit more. You know the shots are going to go up. Maybe you think that they're going to go in tonight. You can take the more on his points. And, of course, they got Thursday Night Football. They have college basketball. They have hockey. They have whatever you're into is on Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And what you're going to do, you go to your app store. You download Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES. On Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Dude.
Galileo Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
The cover-up is always worse than the crime. There needs to be an investigation of the investigation in Austin, where no Texas fans will be punished for their egregious acts during the Texas-Georgia game, where fans threw debris onto the field after a controversial no call that turned into an actual call. Was that what it was? It was going to be a Georgia interception, but
it was going to be a Texas interception.
It was going, but they called a pass interference and then took it away. Is that how that worked? Don't remember.
Yes.
And we point to Texas fans being so upset that they had to throw their Evian's and other brands onto
the
field.
It's Dasani.
Oh, is that what it is? That's what you guys sell there?
I'm pretty sure it's Dasani.
Whatever it might be, those water bottles had an impact, but not to the point where Texas is going to punish anyone for doing it. Couldn't identify anyone. Austin, huh?
I don't know.
Isn't that a tech place?
I don't know.
Isn't Austin known to be a tech place?
So you're on the side of living in a police state?
I'm on the side of
surveillance everywhere.
I'm on the side of actions have consequences.
Mm.
And I'm
you watch Enemy of the State and you're like, yeah, let's go state.
I was like Will Smith.
Get him.
I was on Gene Hackman's side. Lisa Bonet was a troublemaker. I would say this, that I am not on the side of the deep state. I'm not on the side of monitoring your citizens. But since it's already being done, people need to be punished for what they did. I'm not – like, if it wasn't being done – cool, but since I know you're doing it, punish the people who committed those awful acts of throwing water bottles on the field. What are we doing? Now you're just giving everyone – I'm just reciting the arguments that everyone used the last time. Now you're just giving everyone free run to use debris to voice their displeasure and get a call overturned. What are we doing, Texas? No one could be identified, huh?
Didn't see anything, officer.
Yeah.
Didn't see anything.
Sure. No one saw anything. Well, credit to the Texas people if they did interview people. No snitching. Credit to them for that. But
10 toes down.
That's right. But as far as the cameras.
That kid with the big hair, 10 toes down.
Didn't see. I don't know what you're talking about.
My hair was in the way.
He goes, was I at that game?
I don't think I was.
I don't think I was at that game, officer.
I have an alibi. I was at the library.
Yeah, you know how many guys look like me walking around that campus? And you're saying it's me? So they got the fine of $250,000, but that's where it ends. No individuals. The mob, that's the thing. You do it in a mob, everyone gets away with it.
Mm.
Not a great example being said at that school. A bastion of education. UT at Austin. Just do whatever the hell you want.
Hey, no face, no case, all right?
Well, let's say that of no body, too, right? So, good for you guys. Once again, privilege personified.
Privilege?
All those kids are like, we went there because we're privileged. Why would it stop once we go there and go to a game?
We can spend $200 to go to this game.
Yeah, the privilege is being able to spend it and not have to worry about it. So, there you go. They got that harsh rebuke from the SEC, but Texas, you know what? We kind of like what the guys did. We kind of like what our fans did. Yeah. We appreciated it.
Salute.
Exactly. So, there it is. If you were worried and hoping that someone would be held to account for this.
That some 19-year-old would be in trouble.
That's right. Someone who has probably said to you when you maybe bumped into them or had an argument about the teams that you root for, you know. I'm going to be your boss in 10 years anyway.
Hey, don't do that.
If you wanted one of those people to be punished, sorry, not going to happen.
Hey.
Sorry. They'll still be your boss and unpunished.
Only some of the people.
Yeah, some of them. Well, some of them will
only
be.
The business school.
Well, to be fair, some of them will be working for other students because they went to Texas and we just hired Texas people.
Yeah.
That'll happen too.
The system works.
Sean Mapes. A product of that system. See how it's worked.
I'll be your boss one day.
It's very likely. We're done for the day. Not because of the Texas thing, just how my life will go. We are done for the day. Gallant and Georgia up next. followed by the Killer Bees. So since we're done, what does that mean?
We did it!
We did. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.